Earth, around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go. The fastest 2 hours in travel is on once again. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, August 10th, 2024. Another diverse show is ahead these next 120 minutes as we all talk everything and anything in the world of travel. You know, Mary, I got to say, those words in our opening theme music about buckling up and roaming around this great big world.
Yes.
Well, they are something that two American astronauts continue to do as we speak. They left on June 6th for an 8-day trip to the International Space Station aboard the Boeing Starliner spaceship. Think of it. They have been stuck there with helium leaks and thruster issues. Now Elon Musk and SpaceX, they may have to rescue them in February 2025.
Unbelievable.
It is. So yeah. Roaming around this great big world,
yes.
They go.
Well, all right. Thankfully, they train for this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
they do.
Unbelievable.
Well, they didn't train for this.
No,
I mean,
not. Well, they train for all kinds of different unique situations. I don't think they certainly planned for it.
They left in June. They thought they're going to be bad. They've missed July 4th. They're going to miss Labor Day. They're missing Thanksgiving, Christmas. Who knows? They might be home by Valentine's Day.
The irony here is their competitor may be rescuing them.
Well, that's it. SpaceX, yep. Exactly right. So, all right. Well, listen, folks. Rudy is getting ready for the C and H blocks coming up in our broadcast. Bobby is managing a few tasks for us right now down there in Dallas at our network command center. We're going to push forward anyway. And RJ, good morning to you once again.
Yes, good morning. How are we?
Good morning, RJ. Doing well. How are you?
I can't complain.
That's
happy to
great.
Be here.
All right. Love it.
You got the open road coming up.
Yes. I do. That is absolutely right. I do. I have some another vehicle review, so it should be exciting.
Excellent. Well, thank you. That's my foray into teasing the show here. I'm going to give everyone a little bit of an idea. So we have an RJ open road ahead this hour in the D block. And in about 8 minutes, the CEO of Winnebago is going to join us for our chief travel leader conversation. Rudy's going to check in to talk airline branding and liveries after the bottom of the hour break. The destination spotlight today is going to feature Little Rock, Arkansas. And hey, it's state fair season. We're going to get a report on the happenings around the country to begin hour two. And our personal connection is sure to inspire you. And I say that because Captain Teresa Claiborne is expected to join us for the G block. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Make sure you're here for that. We'll be answering listener emails. We have a museum gallery that's going to take us to Pittsburgh. And we have a lot more planned. It's all ahead today.
Just think of it. We're going to do all of that in 120 minutes today, folks. So, by the way, some of you have already voted in our new travel polls. Thank you for that. For the rest of you, they are waiting there for you. So all of you hearing my voice, go vote. They're right on the homepage of our website at rmworldtravel.com. Here are the questions. And again, we're having a little fun with them. We are in the summer months. Question one is, TikTok and Reddit have promoted cooking food in hotels using the iron. Have you done this? Okay. Question two is, the Wall Street Journal reports Olympic swimmers pee in the pool. Do you pee in the pool at hotels? All right. So yes, we're being serious about
this. Don't look at me.
And by the way, right now, I got to tell you, the results that I'm seeing from the people that voted early, it's got me a little concerned.
You know, yes. These are anonymous polls, but I mean, let's not go crazy here.
Well, they are anonymous, yeah. But exactly.
So, I don't think I can report
so
on those.
So go vote and we'll report the results next week. Now
you'll
we're
report next week. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Well, we've got over 5 minutes to go here,
yes,
so we've got to get
do.
A lot of travel news.
Well, there's news. A lot of news, yeah.
The travel news roundtable we're going to get to. I'm going to start us off, and I think the place that I'm going to start is this. We already talked about the Starliner issue, so we know what's going on there, and hopefully they're home for Valentine's Day. Hopefully they're home sooner. But it's never good when two industry titans go after each other. But after Delta CEO played tough guy, really, and said it's time to lawyer up, well, and this is all because of the CrowdStrike issue that happened a couple weeks ago. Microsoft this week, well, they responded saying that Delta's outdated technology was likely the reason for the airline struggling to recover from the CrowdStrike outage last month while their competitors got back on track. The lawyer for Microsoft wrote in a letter to Delta this week and commenting, saying that Delta's comments have been incomplete, false, misleading, and damaging to Microsoft and its reputation. Our preliminary reviews suggest that Delta, unlike its competitors, apparently has not modernized its IT infrastructure, either for the benefit of its customers or for its pilots and flight attendants. I'd say we're going to hear a lot more about this in the future.
These are strong accusations, yes. So I have another quote here along those lines. Delta continues to push a misleading narrative. Now, they did lose $550 million.
And they want to collect that.
And they want to collect it. So, all right. This Thursday, August 8th, did mark the one-year anniversary of the fires that killed 102 people and destroyed much of Lahaina, the ancient capital on the island of Maui. Maui is still very much in recovery. Lahaina has not been rebuilt. And the visitor industry on Maui, just to give you an idea, generates 80% of economic activity and provides 75% of all private sector jobs, according to the Hawaii Tourism Authority. But the Hawaii Tourism Authority has been reporting a decline in tourist arrivals and spending statewide this year, but Maui is lagging even more. Total visitor arrivals to Maui plummeted 24.3% year over year through the first 5 months of 2024. And the Four Seasons on Maui came out with a very strong statement that the community continues to feel the economic aftermath of the misinformation and mixed messages on whether it's appropriate to visit the island, which has made recovery a slower
build.
Well,
listen, they need people back. And I will say now, folks, you know how we feel about Maui. As a matter of fact, you know, Mary, RJ, you're both here. I mean, listen, we are taking the show back. We've got the big Let's Go America Tour Maui that's coming the end of September. We'll do the live broadcast from there on October 5th. RJ, you're going to be a part of that Let's Go America tour. You're going to be there in Maui with us. And really, it is important for everybody to get back there and help the people of Maui. You know, I've seen numbers about a third of their tourism is down, right?
Yeah.
Various numbers.
Yeah.
People are going to Hawaii, but they're going to other islands.
Right.
Or they're going elsewhere.
Right.
And the folks there in Maui, listen, it's open. They need the business. And we're going to do everything we can to help spotlight that coming up the end of September, as I said, into October. So,
that
RJ, what do you have for travel news?
Yeah, so in the automotive world right now, BMW has been making headlines this week. They had some recall, about 100,000 cars. It's looking like it's just going to be an over-the-air software update, not a big deal. But I saw another headline regarding BMW this week, and I almost thought it was, you know, like a fake Onion article or something. They just finished up at their Spartanburg, South Carolina production plant. They finished up a trial using humanoid robots. So I'm not joking. This is literally I'm just imagine what
car?
That is. Nope. So it's just inserting sheet metal right now. It's part of the trials. But they have the dexterity of a human hand, and it literally looks like a person, except it's a robot. And they are instituting these into the production line and just really seeing how it goes. But, I mean, I could not believe that it was actually happening.
You know, when we went to South Carolina last
year,
didn't we have BMW on the show?
Yes.
Maybe it's a good time to maybe you should check in with them and get a little more info
on this. And, of course,
this.
Robots have been part of automotive production lines for years.
Yeah.
But a humanoid robot, that's certainly an interesting
question. Well, that is interesting, and that's actually going on. So there we are, folks. All right, well, one other quick thing I'm going to do before we get to the break. Disney theme park, under pressure, they shared this week, and I love this. This is, quote, demand moderation at our parks could affect the next few quarters. What does that mean? If you put it through the translator into common English speak, really what it says is we're overpriced and people are going elsewhere.
People are going elsewhere.
They're staying away. So anyway.
They might want to take note of that.
Yeah, they very well may. By the way, the Disney Cruise Lines, though, that's one area that Disney is experiencing some growth. So we'll have to continue to follow that. All right. We have all of those segments that Mary just mentioned to get to today. And we are going to do just that, folks. Go vote in those latest travel polls on our website, as we said, rmworldtravel.com. After this quick sponsors break, Michael Happy, CEO of Winnebago, jumps aboard. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next, and we're going to get to it in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Quick question, everyone. When I say RV or travel trailer, what's the top brand that immediately comes to mind? Well, as we move into the B block, that's going to be today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And Winnebago CEO Michael Happy is about to join the program that's being sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because unforeseen world happenings, unknown situations, and more could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you get your travels protected at TravelGuard.com/carry.
We absolutely do. Packing a travel guard and travel insurance plan, it's just one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including medical expenses and evacuations, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, there's trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, prescriptions replacement, I mean, roadside assistance, think about it, work-related cancellations. You'll have somebody available to you 24/7 and so much more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
The Chief Travel Leader Conversation is our highest profile segment on the program that has us talking regularly with C-suite executives of leading travel companies and organizations. Today, our focus is on the camping and outdoor sector of travel, and as Robert said at the rejoin, Michael Happy, CEO of Winnebago, is holding for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline, and we welcome him now.
Mike, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. So listen, Winnebago certainly is synonymous with luxurious motorhomes, towables. Many folks listening may not know that the company was incorporated back in 1958. Today you have over 6,000 employees with operations in Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Florida, all states the show is being heard in currently. And the company also includes other brands such as Grand Design RV and Newmar, as well as boats carrying the Chris Craft and Barletta brands. So where are you experiencing the greatest growth currently, and how do RVs, towable trailers, and boats all help create success for Winnebago?
Well, again, thanks for having me. We are passionate about the outdoors, and the portfolio that you just described is one that's been in transformation and been building here at our company for the last number of years. But we are fans of family and friends creating great memories in the outdoors. And our RVs and boats are mediums to those memories and those great experiences. And so thus the growing portfolio of not just recreational vehicle products that we're known for, but also boats. You know, you asked a question about, you know, what's been popular lately. I would point to, on the boat side, pontoons have been a category with momentum within the marine industry over the past number of years. Their versatility has increased. The technology on the pontoons continues to grow. And the amount of fun that a family can have on a pontoon just continues to increase. So that category has grown as well. And towable RVs are really the driver on the recreational vehicle side. They tend to be more affordable than your motorized RVs, although those have been popular as well. But we have a great brand in Grand Design, which is the fastest growing brand of towable RVs in the history of the industry. And that brand in particular continues to make great products for our customers to enjoy.
Mike, whether it's been the CEO of Lazy Days RV, KOA, Outdoors as the RVIA and others, the camping and outdoor sector of travel gets a good amount of attention from us on the show, and the growth we've seen in the industry over the past few years has been strong. The pandemic boost, of course, wasn't necessarily going to maintain the same levels, but I do think it changed travel patterns, attracting a younger crowd to camping and outdoor travel, and certainly from many people we've had on the show, including the marine and boating sector of travel, and you just mentioned a stronger interest in pontoons and the fact that you guys are making boats as well. There's been strong growth there as well. Curious, with the current climate that we're in 2024, with high interest rates, inflation, and a challenging economy, have you had to make any adjustments to offer more affordable products? You certainly have a ton of offerings. What's that situation looking like?
Well, we certainly were the beneficiary of the rush to the outdoors, during the pandemic, and that, crisis was initially potentially existential, but it really turned into quite a positive surprise for us as consumers of all kinds rushed to the outdoors to spend time safely with family and friends. And you mentioned some of the trends we saw: younger consumers. We've also seen more diverse consumers come to the outdoors here over the last 4 or 5 years. So from a secular standpoint, looking forward 10 to 20 years, we are very bullish on the popularity of the outdoors. We think there's a physical and mental wellness aspect and benefit to it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a place where people are going to continue to spend more time. But we have made adjustments. The industry cooled off, both on the RV and the marine side. Cumulative inflation and rising interest rates have certainly dented affordability of the lifestyle here in the short term. And we have had to make adjustments, both in terms of, managing our cost expense and production rates on a daily basis, but also being creative and trying to find ways to maintain the affordability of our products with our consumers. And that just means going back to the drawing board with our product development teams, our engineering teams, to make sure that the products are composed of the right features at the right value price points for our consumers.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned all the employees that work for Winnebago and your brand. Certainly Mary and I have experienced firsthand the continued staff shortages at hotels and resorts. We know theme parks have struggled, to staff to desired levels. Boeing claims a number of their production issues right now are related to employee shortages, as well as finding qualified and skilled workers. Indiana, it's an interesting state to me because so many RVs are manufactured there. I know you're in the four different locations that I mentioned, but I'm curious if you're satisfied with current staffing levels, Mike, and more importantly, what are some of the benefits Winnebago offers workers to attract and retain them that may not be the case with some of the other companies in the business?
Well, specific to the state of Indiana, we do have four businesses in one particular county there, Elkhart County, which is one of the, really nerve centers of RV production, especially. We also make our Barletta pontoons in that county. We have great cultural reputations within our brands and businesses. And so people do desire to work for our brands and businesses because of the strong and healthy cultures that we work to maintain. And as much as you might think it may be difficult to attract and retain employees in typical industries, our businesses do a pretty good job of it. We ramp down respectfully, and we ramp up with excitement and lure a lot of those previous employees back to work for us. I would say the things that we focus on, we care for the employees so that our employees care for our customers. And employee safety is the first imperative. We want our employees to go home every night in the same condition they walked in the morning. And we've been very focused on improving and being a leader in employee safety. But we also take care of the benefit side as well, and not just health benefits, but other benefits which can secure a prosperous future, like 401k accounts access to other benefits. Well, it's a holistic approach.
I think what you say, you take care of your employees, the employees take care of you. I agree with that 100%.
That's right.
So before we end today, today's motorhomes and towable trailers are sophisticated over past years' models. Some people may actually be more comfortable and have more tech than what they have at home. Talk a little bit about the product innovation side of your business, because you certainly are working hard with an advanced technology division to help travelers.
And have many patents. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable number of patents, right?
Well, we are not the low-cost, high-volume producers in the industry. We're a differentiator. And so to be successful at a differentiator, one of those elements has to be innovation and really applying technology in a valued way for consumers. And so we are working on a lot of different innovation trends, including electrification. We have worked on concept all-electric boats, concept all-electric RV vans. We have purchased a lithium-ion battery pack company here recently because because house power is going electric on so many of these products. And so we do have to stay focused on being innovative. We have premium brands. We ask for premium price points from our consumers, but we've got to back that up with differentiation, something they can't find on our competitive products. And innovation has to be one of those main drivers of difference.
Let me ask you real quick. I mean, you joined Winnebago a little over 8 years ago. I know before that you were with Toro. Winnebago and Toro, they are two brands that enjoy a lot of trust and a lot of loyalty from Americans. So we only have about 45 seconds left, but anything that you brought from your experience at Toro to now Winnebago that has positively benefited your leadership there?
Well, I appreciate your compliments to both those brands and those companies. Toro's a high-quality company with a number of premium brands, both B2C and B2B. I grew up under some great leaders who focused on both servant leadership, but also the balance between people and performance in driving a successful business. And along with the full value chain of dealer development, product development, manufacturing environments being of high quality, all of those were very beneficial when I had the chance to come to Winnebago Industries. Mm-hmm. And, we aspire to create, our own success story. We're 66 years old. We want to celebrate our 100th anniversary someday with prosperity.
And God willing, you will. Listen, really appreciate your time today. We know it's a busy period. So hopefully you'll stay in touch now and we'll have you back at some point. So best of luck to you and the Winnebago team. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks. We appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes Michael. Happy CEO Winnebago, folks. As we get ready to step aside for some important sponsor messages, RJ is coming at you again with the Open Road and the D Block this hour. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead in about 20 minutes as we take you to Little Rock. There's going to be a busy hour or two ahead for sure. But next, it's Rudy and Airline Branding. Eight more segments are still coming your way. Your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Let me ask you this. How was your sleep this week? Did you know Helix Mattress has a hybrid design that combines individually wrapped steel coils in its base with premium foam layers on top? It's the perfect combination of comfort and support, and they're fiberglass free. One reason why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. This is a top quality luxury mattress. It's very affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. These are not cheap, low-quality mattresses from China or Mexico that are, some say, are being dumped into this country. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take Helix's sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix also offers a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. Plus, they're American-made, and they come with 10 or 15-year warranties, depending on the model. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. You'll save 20% at helixsleep.com/carry. That's H-E-L-I-X sleep, helixsleep.com/carry. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it's my guess that most Americans can identify an airline from the design on the plane.
American Airlines with its red logo on a silver body, United with blue design on a white fuselage, and so on. But who comes up with those looks? Well, in some cases, my next guest does. His name is Edmund Huot, and he's the chief creative officer at Forward Studio, a New York-based company that specializes in international airline branding and public relations, though his firm also does design and branding for other industries as well. But today, our focus is on those aircraft. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and meet Mr. Huot. Edmund, welcome aboard. I know you've worked on branding for other companies such as Honda and Experian and TD Bank, but I understand you've been an aviation geek almost all your adult life, and since this is a travel show, let's talk about airplanes. There really are flying billboards for an airline's brand, aren't they?
In fact, they are, and a lot of people who talk to me about this reference that very point. Of course, I would say that there's way more that goes into it. But certainly when you're in the airport, looking out on the tarmac, or even if you're on the ground looking in the sky, the designs of these liveries are really intended to grab attention from a distance, obviously promote the brand of the airline, but to a greater extent, to communicate different values and sort of visual notions that are important beyond the airline to the geographic community that they serve. So it's a complex process that ends up looking quite vivid and bold on the tarmac for the average traveler.
What are some of the things you mentioned a couple of them here. What are some of the things you need to know from an airline client in order to just even begin to fashion a look for a client?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, but I think at the very beginning, the things that we tend to ask are, who's your customer? What's the job of the airline? What category is the airline in? Is it a mainline carrier? Is it a low-cost carrier? What are the routes that you're flying? So a lot of the work up front is actually more research. We really go deep on understanding the indigenous nature of the country that it represents so that when the airline launches, people who, are local to that community are not going to look at the airline and think, well, that is not the color that reflects our culture, or that symbol is actually offensive. So you really have to spend a lot of time doing a lot of work to ensure that an icon that you think is cool is actually pleasing and sort of symbiotic with the group or the culture of the community that it represents. So those are some of the top important factors.
Well, I think of some low-cost European airlines that maybe specialize in taking, young men and women who want to go to the Czech Republic for inexpensive beer and, parties, would have a different logo than an airline that is heavily business travel oriented, more grown up, a little more expensive,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, we often will ask that question as well. Does the airline plan on spinning out a low-cost version of that company? So sometimes we deal with a client who, it's a low-cost carrier, so they kind of think, well, let's make it funky and hip, and they really want to go right to very standard notions around value. What we want to do is ask strategically, where does the airline fit in your own ecosystem? If, you can always go down, but you can't go up. So, for example, we did a project for an Alaskan carrier called Northern Pacific, and they were low cost. They immediately wanted to do something sort of wacky and fun, but we ended up doing something that had a sexy, stylish, esteemed look. And our rationale was, that can still be a low cost carrier, but we want passengers flying to be reminded of aspects of flying that are sort of jet age, that are, safety, professionalism. And if they wanted to then spin out at a later date a low-cost version of that airline, then we can go down and do something, a little bit more funky. But it's an important consideration to understand kind of where you are today and where you want to be, a year from now.
If you do the exterior design, does some of your work extend to the interior of these aircrafts?
Well, I tend to think holistically. So although our firm is hired to do an exterior, we are also very proficient in the overall brand experience. So I very much have opinions and sort of an idea of what the interior onboard experience will be, for sure.
Edmund Huot is the Chief Creative Officer for Forward Studio. You can find more information at forward-studio.co. Thank you for joining us, Edmund, and we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey, here again with this week's Open Road segment. Thanks so much for sticking with us. Before we get rolling, this segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations. Now, wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like home than a hotel room. With over 200 locations, they provide premier travel experiences with spacious, upscale accommodations that include home-like features and resort-like amenities. We like that you can also convert membership points into Hilton Honors points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, and their vacation ownership system enables members for all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So check out HiltonGrandVacations.com for more info, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, this past week, I had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of one of my favorite usable cars on the market right now. This car is genuinely, in my opinion, the greatest daily driver, work commuter, family hauler, and road tripper all wrapped into one vehicle. And it's not a pickup, it's not a sedan, nor is it an SUV. I'm talking about the 2024 Mercedes-Benz E450 wagon. Now, I know what you're thinking. Modern Mercedes, they're overpriced, way too heavy on the tech, and really a pain to maintain. I beg to differ on all of those accounts. Now, first, the Mercedes E-Class wagon needs no introduction. There was a time where they were the mainstay of luxury family cars. Going back to the late 1970s, the introduction of the 300 TD was a groundbreaking step for Mercedes-Benz in the U.S. These cars were built like tanks. They had a reverse position third row, a lot of luxury amenities, not to mention their durability has remained unmatched, with many examples still roaming around on U.S. roads having been spared from cash for clunkers. In fact, just recently, an extremely well-kept example even sold for $100,000 at online auction. So, the E-Class wagon has, of course, been revised many times since then, but its purpose has remained the same. With an emphasis on usability, comfort, and luxury, it combines the prestige of Mercedes sedans with the outright versatility of a modern SUV. The 2024 E450 that I got to test was a pinnacle trim, which adds some extra luxury bits over the base model, such as insulated glass and illuminated side sills and front badges. The car also had Mercedes-Benz's $3,000 multi-contour seats, which I'll talk about in a moment. All told, the sticker price came out to about $85,000, which in today's market, and when comparing against some of the other SUVs in the Mercedes-Benz lineup, that's actually a surprising amount of car for the money. Now, for a lightly used example, you can easily shave 15 to 20% right off the bat as well. So getting into the car and why I think it's so good, the E450 has a turbocharged inline six motor with mild hybrid assistance, and it puts out 360 horsepower and 370 pound-feet of torque, which is a lot of performance for a car in this segment. And you combine that with the 4MATIC all-wheel drive system, and you get an extremely capable station wagon ready for, frankly, the worst that Mother Nature has to offer. Inside the wagon, it has one of the best interiors on the market. Obviously, Mercedes-Benz, they're known for their interior quality. And the large screens in the dashboard take a little bit of getting used to. Of course, gone are the days of analog gauges, but the materials that make up the upholstery are fantastic. Soft-touch plastic is kept to an absolute minimum, with fine leather and wood trim and metal taking up most of the space. And the ambient lighting is customizable throughout the cabin, which at nighttime really creates a serene environment to be in. The seats are heated and ventilated from standard, but the car I tested, as I mentioned, had the multi-contour seats, which are 22-way adjustable, and the side bolsters, meaning the cushions to the left and right of your spine, actually they deflate or inflate when you take hard corners to help keep you as snug and in the seat as possible. You know, without a doubt, they're the most comfortable seats out of any car on the road today. The E450 is also an extremely safe vehicle. It has Mercedes Distronic Active Distance Assist, which is just fancy speak. Essentially, it's rear end prevention and braking assist. It has steering assist, other brake assist features, and they're all revolutionary safety technologies that seamlessly blend into the driving experience. Obviously, the goal is to never need these features, but they can help prevent serious accidents, and if bad fortune ever rears its face, it's reassuring to know that this technology is there. But I think the real kicker for the E450 wagon is its versatility, and this is why I consider it to be the best all-around car for daily use. It has over 64 cubic feet of cargo space with the rear seats folded down. And bear in mind, a full-size Ford Explorer has 70 cubic feet of cargo space with the seats down, so just 4 more feet, and it's a lot bigger car. The E450 is simply just as spacious as an SUV, but with better driving dynamics and better fuel efficiency. The E450 averages about 26 miles per gallon. At the end of the day, I do think that this car is a masterclass in blending luxury, performance, and practicality all into one car. My own experience behind the wheel only confirmed this as I struggled to come up with any negatives against it. It's certainly very modern and tech-heavy on the inside, not a lot of physical buttons. But the driving experience left such an impression on me, I have no choice but to give this car a resounding thumbs up. Now, given the choice, I would take this over any of the Mercedes SUV options, which, by the way, often creeped into the six-figure starting price range. So, with that, I want to know, do you agree or disagree with my consensus on the E450 wagon? And if so, I'd like to hear from you over at rmworldtravel.com/contact. But in the meantime, up next is our destination spotlight, where we take you to Little Rock, Arkansas. I actually just bought a car out in Little Rock, funnily enough, but that's a story for another time. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for sticking with us through that quick break, everyone. RJ has handed off the baton after that Mercedes E450 wagon review. Now it's time for the destination spotlight that's going to have us checking in on the capital city of our 25th state, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Go further and pack smarter, as Travel Pro has the perfect companion for you, and whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
Mary and I are always on the move with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy uses the Max Light series. RJ actually enjoys the Bold line. Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. Don't travel with anything else, folks, than Travel Pro. As a show fan, you're going to get free shipping on all orders over $99 at travelpro.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is a director with the Little Rock CVB. Let's welcome Libby Doss-Lloyd.
Libby, thanks for jumping aboard America's number one travel radio show with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. Appreciate it. So, you know, I'm going to start here. You know, there are a few high-profile governors around the country who get a lot of media attention. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders doesn't get that same level of national limelight. But from all the reports that we've received, she has certainly been well-received by the people of Arkansas since taking office back in January 2023. She's the first female governor of your state. The reason I'm asking the question is I'm curious how closely you and the team work with her office, and have you seen a healthy appreciation for travel and tourism from her administration?
Absolutely. We do have a really great working relationship with Governor Sanders and her team. One of her key focuses here in the state, both her and her husband, the first gentleman, are very, very involved in elevating Arkansas's outdoor recreation opportunities. And that bodes very well, as we are known as the natural state. And so there is a very heavy appreciation of their passion for that sector of our state and our economy.
That's nice to hear. Libby, we last checked in on Little Rock during our November 9th, 2019 live broadcast, so it's been a while, but I do recall we discussed how much Riverfront Park has really helped revitalize the city. People will even find the Little Rock in the park, from which the city got its name by French explorers. And Little Rock truly has become a center for arts and culture as well over the years. So just talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So you are correct. Riverfront Park is in the heart of Little Rock's River Market District. I often refer to that as one of the anchors of the entertainment district, and lots of live entertainment, lots of dining opportunities, several museums in the area. And we have a beautiful outdoor amphitheater that sits right on the banks of the Arkansas River. And Riverfront Park is just a lovely, lovely area. You are correct. La Petite Roche, which is French for the Little Rock, is actually there when we were discovered in 1722. And there is also a sculpture garden that really brings public art out in the open for anyone who is interested in art, who is a lover of art. And there are more than 100 sculptures in that garden, which is absolutely beautiful.
It's something you definitely have to see. So I'm going to take it this direction. It's not very often that I'd ever mention visiting an area to experience a bridge, but Big Dam Bridge, it's the longest pedestrian and bicycle bridge in North America. I think it stretches over 4,200 feet across the Arkansas River right there. It's a place you could easily spend a few hours enjoying some of the trails that connect to it as it all comes together. But, you know, you can take in the cityscape as well as the river. So talk about why this is such a good place to visit when in Little Rock.
Well, I think that the Big Dam Bridge, and it is spelled D-A-M, because
right,
it is built over the Murray Lock-In Dam, and so that's where it got its name. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for families, for individuals who are visiting. They can get outside, they can explore nature right there on the Arkansas River, and literally it's less than 10 minutes from the heart of downtown.
Well, visitors are not going to go hungry when they visit Little Rock. We know you have a lot of new restaurants that have opened, but I have to bring you back to something that I personally think is fabulous. You are the birthplace of cheese dip. You even have a cheese dip trail and host the World Cheese Dip Championships in the fall. So clearly, yes, Little Rock takes its cheese dip seriously.
Well, that is exactly right. It was invented in 1935, and we do have a World Cheese Dip Championship every year for professional chefs and for amateurs who just love cheese dip, all things cheese dip. And so we are pretty proud of that, and we have a very a hearty cheese dip scene here with our locally owned restaurants. It's been great.
And yes, it is.
I would come just for that.
And the competition is fierce. Exactly. Yeah. That's what brought you there, I think, initially.
Well, when we go back, we need to go to the championship.
Exactly. So, all right. So, Libby.
I can hook you up. You could be celebrity judges.
Excellent. You know what? Done.
Mary's all right.
Done.
Exactly. Libby, all right. We've got about 40 seconds with you. So share with us, you know, something you find is consistently misunderstood about Little Rock that a visit there helps correct.
Well, I do think that it is undiscovered treasure. And I do think that being Arkansas's largest city, we are the capital city of about 200,000 people, but we've got the beauty of a robust urban area within minutes of a lot of outdoor recreation, including more than 1,200 miles of cycling trails. And I think that that is really something that is a pleasant surprise to people when they come here. And obviously, the people of Little Rock make our city.
Well,
we have attractions, we have restaurants, all the things.
It's a place that, again, fits well. It is absolutely worthy of people's travel dollars. And the website, folks, you want to go to plan your own visit, you can find out more information. LittleRock.com, LittleRock.com. Libby, thanks for joining us for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
You too.
All right, there we are, Little Rock, Arkansas. Mary's going to be a judge with the cheese dip competition.
That sounds fabulous.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right, as we rapidly are coming to the end of hour one, do you know what's happening in 22 states across the USA in August? In about 7 minutes, you will, when we kick off hour two together. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.